Well, Paul, a big game this coming weekend. Gweedore United against Gweedore Celtic, the Donegal Gaeltacht derby. I suppose you don't actually meet each other that often.
No, I suppose it's been a while now since we had a derby there. It's 4 years maybe. It's the last time we played in the derby in the Brian McCormick Cup, where we had a two-legged game that time, home and away. So that's probably the last time we met, you know. We're in the same division this year. And no, it's a big derby in Gweedore in the parish here. So as I say, one side of the parish playing against the other side. It's been a huge derby over the years, a big history with it. So I'm looking forward to it, you know. It's a big occasion for the footballing community in Gweedore. So it is.
So what are the aims this season? I think you finished seventh last year. Can you push on, do you think, this year? Can you challenge for promotion?
Well, to be honest, Chris, I suppose we've got off to a kind of tough start with Gweedore. Reserves and seniors doing well in the Gaelic. Both teams getting onto the county finals, respective teams. And then we have our Gaelic players that we didn't have them at the start of the season, probably still don't have them at the minute. And then at the minute as well, we have five or six injuries where senior players are out, I suppose. The likes of Dan O'Donnell in defence, Kieran McFadden is a big goal scorer for us over the years. Stephen Doyle McFadden scores a lot of goals for us. Only Gallagher experienced there. And Matthew Galway got a bad injury at the start of the season as well. So we're missing a fair group of players. But that said, we're taking the positives out of it. Last week there, we had five, I think, under 17 lads starting in our game, and the same the week before. So even though we've had a tough start, we're looking forward to the rest of the season with the young lads coming through. And we've a bit of experience on there too with Darren Ferry, you know, holding the fort for the senior players, I suppose. Most of our team would be probably under 21, with Darren probably in his 30s, just keep talking the young lads through the game and stuff like that. So what we're kind of aiming at the minute is just to hold our own in this division this year, because we've had a tight start with injuries and with the Gaelic doing so well. So I suppose we're looking to stay in the division, and that's our aim, I suppose, at this present time, you know.
Well, as the season goes on, and you know, hopefully you might get stronger, you might get the momentum and get a string of good results. Off the pitch, Carrick Boyle, I suppose it was probably one of the first clubs in the Donegal League to have floodlights, and you've got the bit of cover down there as well, which is handy on a wet and windy day. The Astro pitch, of course, and all the underage stuff. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, a lot going on for the club. But no, the club's actually in a good place itself. You know, at the minute, we're actually developing our clubhouse. Now, that has been a wee bit longer than we expected, but we're progressing fairly well, and we're looking to open that hopefully early in the new year with new the dressing rooms and a new gym and a new kitchen and new meeting rooms and different things like that in the two-story. So we're looking forward to that. That's a big plus. That'll help our youths as well. You know, they'll have places to go and things like that, and social kind of meetings and stuff like that. And then we have a planning for a second pitch as well. So facility-wise, we're in a good place. I suppose the overall aim would be to be at the top table, I suppose, when we have all the facilities ready and the youth structure coming through. We have a lot of positives there as well. As I said, we had five under-17s playing there, Callum Perter, Ian Heffernan, who's 16. He's played a second senior game there for us, and he's been excellent in the two games that he's played. We have other young lads coming through. Brian McFadden, Darren McFadden, he's come into the fold there his last 2 years. He's only 17. Aidan Doherty, Matthew Gallagher, Sean Doherty coming in there, Stephen Mulhern and Shane O'Brien. A lot of young lads coming through our youth system, coming into the senior squad. And them lads are kind of just, they're primarily they're playing football for us. They don't play any Gaelic or stuff like that. So that's good for us. We have a bright future ahead, we think. And that's the plan. We're looking to push on. Maybe, you know, we've been stalled this year maybe at the start of the season, but we're looking to push on maybe in the next few years for sure. Yeah.
Hard to believe. I was just looking up there. I think it was August 84 when you had the first game down at Carrick Boyle, Finn Harps and Derry City in a friendly.
That's right, yeah.
Con McLaughlin and Paul McGee. So over 40 years ago. Gosh.
Over 50th anniversary is coming up now in 2 years, 2027. The club was established in 1977, so we have a big date coming up there, so we'll be looking to do something big there. But no, the pitch opened in 1984, and just looking at the pitch now, it's probably ahead of its time at that stage. We have dressing rooms and showers and everything like that there, but when you look around the county now, all the soccer clubs, it's brilliant to see all the facilities that have they've come a long way, like, you know. And I suppose we thought we were ahead of everybody, and you probably think, you Paul, we were behind then, but we've caught up, as you said there. We got the floodlights. We're probably one of the first clubs in the country to get the floodlights up, and AstroTurf there for training and stuff like that, and both floodlights and all that in the new clubhouse. So now, look, ourselves and other clubs, football clubs, will go. The county's in a good place with facilities anyway, that's for sure, you know.
No doubt about that. So it's a 1 o'clock start on Sunday for the big derby game. What way do you see it going? I suppose a draw wouldn't be unexpected.
Yeah, I suppose like you're going out to win the game, I suppose. Looking at the two squads, knowing each other locally, I suppose. Both clubs were very young, two young teams. So a lot of these young lads wouldn't have played. A lot of these young lads wouldn't have played in a senior derby before on this big occasion. You know? So it's hard to tell, but you're always going to. We're also going to have to look for the one, I suppose. And we're at home, so we'll be looking for to go for the three points as well. So we'll be hoping for 3 points, and I suppose we'll see how it goes then, like, you know.
And finally, Paul, I was just looking at the figures for last year. I think you scored 55 goals. You had 66 against. You scored more goals than Glenay United, who won the league. So you conceded a few as well. So you were probably one of the most entertaining teams to watch if you wanted to see goals.
No, we got plenty of goals last year now. Young Brian McFadden, as I said, he was only 16 last year. He was nearly top goal scorer in the division, which is phenomenal for him. He's done really well. He came into the squad 2 years ago there, and he's flying in there. No, look, as I say, last year, we probably conceded a few too many than we wanted, but we've tightened things up. As I say, a few injuries, when them boys come back, we'll be a wee bit tighter this year, and hopefully score a few more goals as well when Kieran McFadden and Stephen Doyle McFadden, the likes of them, come back to help Brian as well. Like, so look, we'll be hoping to get more goals on the board as the season goes on, I suppose, and be entertaining as well. Like, down in Cagbar, we get good crowds down there, so we like to put on a good show for them at home as well. So hopefully we'll do the same on Sunday.